You have to understand, a lot of the First Nations people who are living around in this area are here because their kids were in residential school systems, and this is where they knew to educate them. So that is why we have a nice mixture of our First Nations, especially here in the Fraser Valley. And just looking at this agenda, what popped out at me right away was two again. Was identifying the Stolen Nation. Okay, fine. I have respect for being in Stolen Land and understanding that they have every right to make sure that they're recognized and understood in their lands, just as we do in ours, our own. And I'm here because I grew up in Stolen Land, basically, in a residential school here in St. Mary's. And I got to know all kinds of First Nations people from Cyril said out the West Coast up to into the interior. We got to know that we weren't all just one big Indian people, we were different nations, just as like in Europe. So, and I'm here fully supporting getting the Hopi Nation language inserted into the curriculum. Because once that gets started, then we can start putting our feet in everywhere else. Just like where I come from, the Saskatchewan, up in Montcurry, the Inuits, they got our language into our school system up there. It's happening. But it takes the courage of people like us around this table to show the support to the students, to the kids who are not afraid but more or less shy to speak up. But when they see us there representing them and defending them, protecting them, gives them courage to understand that we can be leaders. They can be leaders just as we're showing them that we are. And even though they know the type of education that we went through, we're still here as leaders.